Okay, this Wednesday night is Lag BaOmer, and Lag BaOmer is a big simcha. On Lag BaOmer, that's when you get haircuts and things like that, and music. So why is Lag BaOmer a happy day? So there are two pshatim that are given, and both reasons have interesting questions about them. So the standard reason is that Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. That is our Mesola. The Gemara says Rabbi Kiva had 24,000 students, 12,000 pairs, and the Gemara says they all died out from Pesach to Shavuos. The Gemara says the world was shamein, was desolate from Torah, and our Mesola is, this is not in the Gemara explicitly, our Gemara is they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer, and therefore we're happy. Okay. So it's a big simcha. The plague ended. The problem is, and this is a good question, well, they stopped dying because there weren't any left. A person lives in a town of 1,000 people, and 10 die every day, and 100 days later, the plague ends. Everyone's dead. Let's make a party. Thank you. Let's make a party. That would be strange. That's strange. That's actually a good question. So the Achronim give a good answer. It's a good question. The answer is that his present Talmidim died. But the Gemara continues. The Gemara says that after all the Talmidim died, Rabbi Kiva found 5 new Talmidim, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and he restarted the Torah Shebaal Peh with those new 5 Talmidim. So the Simcha is those other 5 potential Talmidim did not die, and Rabbi Akiva found them. Let me read the language of the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh is a classic Achron. The Efshar she'asimcha hi al osam talmidim shehosif achar kach Rabbi Akiva shelo mesu ke'elu. It's because of the talmidim which he added later on. That's the simcha. The simcha is not that they stopped dying. The simcha is that these 5 were still around, and the chida, one of the famous Achronim adds on, and this the Gemara does not say, that he found them and he started teaching them on Lag BaOmer. That's his Mesorah. Oh, so then Lag BaOmer then, the Simcha of Lag BaOmer then, according to this approach, it has 2 parts. Number 1, it's the Simcha of the survival of the Mesorah. Hashem's going to work it out. The Torah is going to survive until Mashiach and forever. And even when things look bleak, the Torah is going to make it. And that's the Simcha. Things looked very, very bleak in the world. It's an amazing phrase, the Gemara says. The Gemara says the world was shamein. Shamein means desolate from Torah. There was nothing going on. And Rabbi Akiva found a new Talmidim, and the Mesorah survived, and that's one angle on the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. The other angle is never to have Yeyush. Never have Yeyush. Rabbi Akiva underwent one of the most unimaginable tragedies. He lost 24,000 Talmidim in the space of a month and a half. Less. It's incredible. The average person would have gone into a depression. There's the Gedolim. Sometimes you visit the Gedolim, and so one of the Gedolim Chtov Pavarsky Shlita, he's one of the leading Magichirs in Panovich now. So once he was talking, he said, he can't imagine. He said, you know, a good Rebbe, you know, if one Talmud gets sick and he makes him upset, oh, if my Talmud's sick, it's hard. To lose 24,000 Talmudim, he said the average person would commit suicide. How can you live like that? Rabbi Kiva didn't give up. He didn't have Yeyush. He started again. People go through difficult challenges in life. Sometimes life is dark. You can start again. There's going to be light, the bonfire, there's going to be light. You can create the light in your life, you can start again. So the other angle on the Simcha of Lag BaOmer is never to have Yeyush, right? Ancient Yeyush Ba'olam, Mitzvah, Gedol Yeyush B'Simcha, it's a famous song. So that fits right in over here. So that's the other part of the Simcha, according to this Mesorah, that Rabbi Kiva didn't give up and he started again. And if something happens in your life that's challenging and it's really difficult and life is dark, you take Chizuk from Rabbi Akiva, I can start again. And I can rebuild and I can start again. That's one angle on the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. The other angle on the Simcha of Lag BaOmer is that our Masorah is Lag BaOmer is the day of death of Shimon Bar Yochai. It's his Yahrzeit. That's not found in the Zohar. That's quoted from the Rizal's Talmidim. The earliest source we have for that Masorah is from Reb Chaim Vital. Okay, but we accept that Masorah. Why is that a happy day? We're not happy when tzaddikim die. Yahrzeits are sad days. The old custom was to fast on the day of a Yahrzeit. That was the original custom. That custom sort of morphed into something else. It's hard to fast so much. So instead of fasting, people would do things as a schus for their parent who had died. And then they began to bring food and cake and schnapps to the shul to say a bracha, and the bracha and the amen should be lili nishmas. So the original minhag was to fast the day of a yahrzeit. And that minhag morphed into cake and schnapps after davening. Okay, that's what happened. Why are we happy when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai died? So the answer is that because the Zohar describes that the day of his death, he revealed secrets of Torah. It's an amazing description that there was fire around his house and he was revealing Torah. So the day of his death was the day that a huge amount of great light came down to the world, the light of the Torah, the light of the Torah's Hanister of Shimon Bar Yochai. So that's what we're not celebrating that he died. We're celebrating the simcha associated with the day when the Torah came down. And this leads to the minhag of the bonfires. This Wednesday night, all over the country, all over Yerushalayim, there are going to be bonfires. The air is going to smell like smoke. We made Aliyah. People said on our first Lag BaOmer, listen, close your shutters and everything in your doors, because if not, your whole apartment is going to smell like smoke. So we were a new Olim, people. So we didn't do it, and our whole apartment smelled like smoke. Everything smells like smoke, because there's bonfires everywhere. So why do you have bonfires? So there are a lot of deep Kabbalistic ideas. You can hear Shirim about it, but the simplest pshat is that the light of the bonfire represents the light of the Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And the message is, it's nighttime, it's dark, and the fire, the Torah, lights up the whole area. And the message is, I'm going to allow myself to be guided by the Torah. Olam Haza, Chazal say, is compared to Choshech. At night, life is confusing. You see a person, you see something in the distance. Is it a person? Is it a tree? You can't tell. Life, nighttime is a confusing time. Olam Haza is confusing. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. Then you have a flashlight. Oh, wow, I can see it's a person. I can see it's a tree. So too, the Torah is that flashlight. Kiner mitzvah, the Torah or. The Torah is the flashlight to guide us in Olam Hazeh. This is a beautiful, beautiful, deep idea that we're supposed to, on Lag BaOmer, think about that I'm going to let my life be guided by the light of the Torah. Sometimes a person's life doesn't exactly fit with what they know the mitzvahs to be. So, one option is to sort of touch up and adjust the Torah, God forbid, to sort of fit to my life. That's the wrong approach. The right approach is to adjust my life to fit the perfect Torah. The luchos were made of stone. Stone sort of sits there, it doesn't change. The aron, this part of Torah is worth $1 million. The aron was made of gold and wood. So Hirsch explains that if Am Yisrael guards the never-changing stone, perfect gold Torah, we will grow and develop like a tree. Gold symbolizes perfection, wood symbolizes growth. That's a $1 million word from our verse. That's what life's about. Our job is to guard the Torah, keep the Torah. The Torah doesn't change. We have to apply the Torah to the new reality. The Torah is perfect just the way it is. Then we will flourish. And it of course fits that Rav Hirsch said this, because Rav Hirsch was fighting the reform, trying to change things. Rav Hirsch says that's why the holes of the Torah could never be removed from the Aron. Lo yasu mimenu, the badim could not be removed. There are many pshatim why. Rav Hirsch says the pshat is to teach you that this Torah inside the Aron is always ready to be transported anywhere. anytime, anytime or anywhere. The Torah is there, it's in the Aron, it's always ready to move. So don't tell me, oh, the Torah can't get there. The Torah can get there. The same Torah, it can get there and there, any era, even in our generation. What do you're called the millennials? Is that the name that they give to people of the new? Even in the millennials, the world's changed so incredibly fast in the last 20 years. It's a different world. It's unbelievable what's going on. And not all of it is so good. The Torah applies in our generation as well. And that's one of the messages of Lag BaOmer, to say to yourself, while you're looking at that massive bonfire, I'm accepting on myself to let my life here in Olam Hazeh, which is a little dark and confusing, be guided by that Torah, the beautiful, great light. There's more. There's much deeper ideas, Shem Reichai and Kabbalah and Nistar, but on a simple level. So those are two angles on the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. One part that's not such a simcha is that, unfortunately, here in Israel, lo'aleinu, kids get injured and burns and everything, and it's a problem. So a lot of you, Mezat Hashem, will be zocher to make aliyah, and you'll be zocher to live here, you'll be married, you'll have kids here, and you'll send them to the bonfires. No, you won't. You will take them to the bonfires, and you'll be there. You're not going to contribute to this. You're watching them at the bonfires, at the medurahs, they shouldn't be on their own. But they stay out until 1:30 in the morning. Okay, you're still a parent at 1:30 in the morning. Yeah, but there are two different places. That's a challenge. So you got to work it out. Who's going to be home with the little kids and who's going to be there? And that's a challenge. You got to work it out. But I'm telling you, it's a sad thing that every year, lo aleinu, there are injuries. And if every parent took responsibility for his kids at the bonfire, it would be a lot better. But it means that you give up your evening. All right. You're a parent. You have to take care of these things. So that's the reality. I told the story when I had to go to the hospital in Lag BaOmer, and I had to sit, and he said, if you can sit, then it's okay. We'd have to, right? Anyway, I think I told that story. And the other punchline is that a lot of injuries all in on Lag BaOmer. And the guy said, oh, if you can sit, then we have room for you on the ambulance. So I could sit. So I sat in the front seat next to the driver. Why? Because the ambulances were full. Because from all the burn injuries, people on the back. That happened to me. I experienced it. So I was able to sit, so there was room for me. So I'm telling you guys, it's a problem. At least watch your own kids, B'zat Hashem, of kids in Eretz Yisrael. Watch them. You shouldn't be adding to this problem. Okay? And that's the one downside that's around out there. And hopefully this little pep talk will help you down the years, down the line. Oh man, I just want to relax at home. Nope. Ginsburg told me, I'm out there and whatever. That's what you should do. Once your kids get older, so then you can have your older kids watch some of the younger ones. You know, you can work it out. But you have to work it out, because they shouldn't be out there alone. And then what happens? So one parent's there with his kids alone. No, and the other parents aren't around. So that one parent's watching all the other 20 kids running around. That's not fair. That's what happens. That's not fair. So I'm telling you shouldn't contribute to that. It's the one downside that sort of it happens. And it's a problem.